Welcome to the Middle Age-ish Podcast. Authentically and unapologetically keeping it real. Discussing all things middle age-ish. A time when metabolism slows and confidence grows. Join fashion and fitness entrepreneur Ashley Bedosky, former Celtic woman and founder of the Lisa Kelly Voice Academy, Lisa Kelly, licensed psychologist and mental health expert, Dr. Pam Wright, and highly sought-after cosmetic injector and board-certified nurse practitioner, Trisha Kennedy Roman. Join your hosts on the journey of middle age-ish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Middle Age-ish Podcast. I'm Trisha Kennedy Roman, and I'm joined here today with my co-host, Ashley Bedosky, Lisa Kelly, and Dr. Pam Wright, and you're joining us today for our sofa talk.
Hello.
Yay.
How are we?
I love our sofa talk.
I love it too.
It's so random and so enlightening and just
amazing. It was fun.
Yeah, we learn so much.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Prior to getting on the mic.
I know, exactly. We'll save that for another day.
Yes.
A little bit more wine. Yes. Yes.
That would involve Tito's.
I was going to say Tito's for today.
Yeah, Tito's for today. If it's a Tito's day, then you know that it's going to get a little wild.
Every time I see a bottle of Tito's, I think of you. Like, oh, Ashley's drink.
As you should.
Yes. Wow. So do you know what happened today? I decided to share something on my Singer page. Sometimes I'm sorry I share stuff. So I shared this reel. I'm big into reels.
I go down the rabbit hole every single night.
I'm convinced I have ADD. So I'm convinced that they're just long enough to grab my attention. Yes. It gets to the point straight away. No faff. So there was this girl talking today about how our value as women is like emphasized by what we do for others. Okay, so that, you know, we're a good person because we're a good mom or we're good at our job or you're a good daughter, you're a good sister. Yeah. So I happened to share this on my Singer Facebook page, which is not my private Facebook page because it was just kind of, I don't know why. I don't know why. I just shared it there. And it was met with a little bit of resentment. Which I'm kind of. Somebody kind of responded going, yeah, but men are the breadwinners and men do this and men do that. And I was like, but this wasn't about men. No. Like, this wasn't against men.
And it wasn't even against women. Yeah. It's just like, hey, you know, a perspective.
Yeah, a perspective. It's kind of true.
It's kind of valid.
It is kind of true.
Wow. I think that's how we measure ourselves, too.
And that was her point. It was like, it's all encompassing. Right? You don't feel like her. She was relating it to, you know, no one ever says I'm a really good mom because I took time out of my schedule to go and run a marathon because that made me healthy. So she was like, you know, nobody realizes that. And I was like, that's so true. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
But it's stereotypical.
Yes.
So was that response that you received. Very stereotypical.
And hence the problem with the world.
It really is. There's such division. I'm like, oh,
it's like, why does it have to be like that?
I mean, where did the days go if you don't have something nice to say? Don't say anything at all.
And I don't think he meant to not be nice, but I think this was his perspective. He was like, well,
but it was judgy.
It was just whataboutism? Like, what about men? I was like, but it's not about men. This is like, I didn't say men don't feel this way. Yeah. I was just like sharing something that I feel as a woman and that I feel others can relate to. And it was just put in better words than sometimes I can put things into.
Yeah, I think that we are just, for whatever reason, living in a culture of immediate response and
an offense.
An offense. Mm-hmm.
But it's so easy though, because it's not to your face. I mean, it's really hidden behind.
What in you, like seriously, like, what in a person, what's there that makes them immediately jump that you are insinuating or insulting something in their life? Uh-huh. Like, what is that? Because a man could have posted that. I could have seen it. We could have probably all seen it.
I would scroll by.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I wouldn't be like,
even if you don't agree.
Like a little keyboard warrior.
But I don't even know how you can't agree with us. Like, as a man, I actually don't understand how, as a man, you can go, well, that's not the way it is. I'm like, well, have you walked in our shoes? Mm-hmm. Like, for 5 minutes, have you walked or have you spent a day? There was another reel that I'd seen just before this. This is probably what triggered it in my head. There was a woman who went in to clean her kitchen and she was going in to clean the kitchen and everything's all over the place. And then she got totally distracted because her daughter's new clothes had arrived. And then she went in to make herself a carrot juice because she hadn't eaten. And when she went to make the carrot juice, there was no glasses, so she had to go to the dishwasher, and the dishwasher was full, and she had to unload the dishwasher.
It's like you're a golden retriever running like around going, squirrel, yeah, exactly. Squirrel. Yeah, oh my God.
Day.
Yeah.
100%. It is. And then you're trying to work and everything, and it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But again, I go back to, I don't know why our culture, our society has taken such a drastic turn.
But I think there are people who just want to push buttons. Like they're not happy and they're miserable, and their thing is just to like flip. Like, let me just, you know what I mean? Just like,
see, we need a constant therapy button. So when some idiot makes a post like that, you can just be like, instead of like the thumbs up or the heart or the crying or the angry or the poop emoji.
Oh yeah.
You just have therapy.
Like get help.
Boop.
Get
exactly.
Help.
Actually, I'm thinking of your emoji, Ashley. Eat yes. Big bird.
Big bird.
Yes. Yes. Get help.
I know. But you know that thumbs up emoji, though, isn't really like a thumbs up emoji.
Oh, shit, it's not?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's like an FU emoji. Ah. So if somebody sent you.
Oh, my God.
So I apologize to everyone in our group chat about
it. I am saying
You can like the post. It's when you send the actual emoji.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thumbs up.
Because I get so offended when people do that. And I didn't know why, but now I understand.
You understand why?
Yeah, like if my husband, it's like, a real passive aggressive. Thumbs up, like
it is passive aggressive.
Boils my blood.
It's kind of like it's K versus
God,
okay.
Oh yeah, or the K. Oh, like Kian sends me that all the time. That O emoji, that okay emoji.
Anyone out there that I have sent a thumbs up, I am not.
You didn't know.
I am not saying F you. Well, because if I mean it, I'll just say F you. Yes. I
there
don't
you
know.
Go. I don't. There you
so
go.
So maybe those out there that do know it's me would be literal. Like, oh my God, no, she totally means it as a thumbs up because she'll just say F you if she means it.
But after you know that, yes.
After the published date of this episode, though, when you send a thumbs up.
Yes. I will not.
If you send it to us, we'll
never
know.
Never again, yes.
I will still say F you.
Yeah, no, I know that.
But still, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, who have I sent that to? Like
a thousand people. We all know that I love emojis.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm obsessed with them.
I love them too.
I could do an entire dictation of just emojis, and you would know exactly what I'm saying.
So, Lisa, your response should be just to send that thumbs up.
I really did, but
you should.
You should.
I didn't. Well, maybe he'll listen to this podcast. Or no, and I know it wasn't meant. I know he wasn't trying to.
But see, I actually don't think. I think it was passive aggressive, and I think he actually did know what he was doing.
Yeah, just because the comment. Do you have no women in your life? Like,
but see, that's the thing. Like, his comment just had no relevance. He had no knowledge. It was a keyboard warrior on the wrong
side. This will get me started on my whole thing about men talking about women's things anyway.
But yeah, it's not just that. I mean, there are people that are just easily offended. Like we talked before, we all have very different views on a lot of things.
Right.
But we can talk about it and appreciate the other person's view, where a lot of people, I mean, it's just instant offense to someone hearing something or thinking
something. And that's on both sides, though. I often find, you know, people getting mad at you that you're offended, but they also get mad that you answer them back. So that's what I've noticed a lot on my Facebook as well. Someone will come at me, and if I retaliate, they nearly gaslight me into going, well, that's not what I was saying.
Exactly.
Like, it's written right there. That's I've blocked people off my page and deleted people, which I know is really, like, immature on my part. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want to. It's not.
Because, because that's the thing. You're not going to change them.
No. Mm-hmm. And there's no point arguing with a stranger either.
And there's no point in arguing with people that you know.
No,
like,
no,
it's just if you can't agree to disagree and be kind and civil, then you just got to move on.
Yeah.
There's just, you know.
Yeah.
See, I guess another reason, Ashley, we should be thankful we can't sing.
Absolutely.
There is no Trisha or Ashley Singer page.
No.
Well, this is true.
I'm sure Pam could sing.
I'd say Pam can. You can all sing. We have this conversation every few weeks. You absolutely can make
we'll do a karaoke.
I can tell you with 1,000% certainty that I cannot.
You sounded really good.
Maybe you could be a bass baritone.
No, you did that really deeply.
What is that where, like, you read the book, like it's book, what is it, books on tape or something?
Oh, audiobooks.
Yeah, audiobooks.
Yes. Audiobooks.
I mean, yeah,
maybe you could be the voice.
Although I feel like my normal voice sounds like a toddler or like, I don't know, like a high-pitched bird or something. I don't know. I don't feel like
that. I don't hear that at all. You have a strong voice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of singers, Harry read out to me Rolling Stones' top singers, like the top 100. Do you know who was number one?
Who?
Have a guess. See if you know.
Taylor Swift.
No, she was 86, so that gives you, or maybe now, I couldn't, don't anybody hold me to that.
What is it based on?
Yeah, what is
money,
it? Like,
is it based on
I don't know. I think it was just voice, which, and not because the person who's number one, but like some of the top 25 are questionable.
I would say Celine Dion or Whitney
Houston. Didn't even make the list. Very close. Whitney Houston was number two.
Oh, I do love
Celine
her.
Celine did not make the list.
How did Celine?
Number five. Now, Mariah I could Carey. Be like totally out of this, but like around about.
I know who it is.
Who? It's female. Lisa. No, didn't make the list.
It is our own Lisa Kelly.
No. Didn't make the list.
Well, then the list sucks, and I don't want to talk about
it. This lady is older than me.
Barbara Streisand.
No, didn't make the list either.
Bette Midler.
No, didn't make the list at all.
I mean, I don't like her either. I think she's...
Dolly Parton.
Well, she was way down. She was like, no, it was Aretha Franklin.
Really?
She beat Whitney Houston.
Yes, she was first. I mean, Whitney Houston was second. Now, Whitney Houston's one of my all-time favorites.
Adele was surely on there.
She was, but she wasn't as high as like she should have been.
I'm not
because
taking
she's
anything
phenomenal.
Away from her, but no. I don't think, I don't.
But like Etta James was like way down James, the list, yeah. And she was phenomenal.
She was amazing.
I mean, seriously, groundbreaker.
So yeah. Who was the top male? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember, but I know Michael Jackson was really low. And Bruno Mars didn't make the list, which is shocking because he's like phenomenal.
I mean,
he's so talented, though. Okay. Whether you like him or not, like he's just. So
no, it's not even that I don't like him. I just, we all know that I like 80s and country.
There was nobody on the 80s. Oh.
George Jones did make the list.
Cyndi Lauper?
No way.
I'm being sarcastic. Oh. Although I did love Cyndi Lauper back in the day.
We all love Cyndi.
George Michael. I thought
George Michael's
was,
on the list, but okay. Way down as well.
I thought his voice was amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, that's my thing too, is the genre that I listen to is, I mean, probably not. I mean, was Garth Brooks on there?
No. I love Garth.
Hi, Friends in Low Places.
I know. It's like, my go-to song
that
people ask me to sing.
Oh, my God. That is my go-to.
Yes, I never know what to sing. And I was like, blame it all on my roots.
Oh, my God. That is my go-to karaoke.
Oh, I love Garth Brooks
so
much.
And when I drink too much, I want to sing it like three or four times.
Oh, he's fabulous.
We need a karaoke so with Tito's.
Yes. We can do a duet.
Let's
yes.
You know
it.
Okay, so after a couple Tito's, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to think that I'm going to be better than Lisa.
So we'll have
and
to
you
record.
Know what, Ashley? I'm going to let you be better than me.
I'm going to be like, okay, Celtic woman, I'm ready.
And we'll be there with the video going.
Bring me a ball gown.
So he'll be the SNL.
Exactly. And then the next morning, I will be like, holy shit. Lisa,
I'm so sorry.
Lisa, I'm so sorry.
She'll wake up and the video is viral. And it's like, oh my gosh, this video is viral.
It's like, I'm not even going to say.
Fun and games.
I know. Right. Until it's on video.
Yes.
Exactly. And it's the reason I'm so thankful that I grew up when I did.
I know, yeah.
And in the Midwest.
In the Midwest, yes, I would have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made a complete ass of myself on multiple occasions. Damn. Well, I mean, I still do, so I can't. Well, when you see me do some karaoke. I mean, I've been known to ride a bull in a rodeo and get on a bar
say you're wild.
And dance at Tootsie's. I'm telling you right now, give me some Tito's or some whiskey and a party's about
this
to happen.
This is one of those no phones allowed. No phones allowed.
I will be in the corner asleep on the bar. That's what happens to me. I just fall asleep.
No,
I'm
when
useless.
I got on the bull, my sister videotaped it, and she's my younger sister. And I mean, literally after I realized the next morning, like what I did, I was like, I swear to God, if anyone sees that video, I was like, they will never find you.
Yeah.
And so it was quickly, I know she still has it. So if she's listening, I still stand behind. Don't do
no
it.
No one will find you.
Don't do
no
it.
No one will.
No, but that's what happens. Yeah. Like I do. Mm. Yeah. I think dancing on a bar, riding a bull is pretty fun.
I agree.
Wow. So karaoke.
You're wild though as well.
No.
You're wild.
I have danced in a bar with Elvis though before. Not really Elvis, but.
And Elvis.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought I was Elvis.
See, but that's the fun of it. Because in that moment you were.
I was.
You were Elvis.
Yes. Oh,
that would be fun.
I've done anything wild. I'm not wild.
I'm pretty boring now.
I mean, really.
No, I'm not wild at all. Mm-mm.
Me either.
Mm-mm. I'm too much of a rule follower.
I am a rule follower too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we all have our rule followers.
Yes, me too. Yes. Yep.
I'd love to be wild, though. I'd love to. Like, the wildest thing I did in my youth was get a tattoo. That was the wildest thing I did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was not wild. I didn't drink until I was, like, 31.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like anything.
All right, we're girls trip right here.
Oh, yeah.
Pam?
To find out.
We are going to go dance on some bars.
Yep. I think the last girls trip was actually with Pam, which was when I turned 40. So that's been a long time.
Oh, no way.
That was my
last girls trip.
All right. I'm telling you guys right now.
So fun.
We are either going to ride a bull at a rodeo or we're going to go dance on a bar.
Okay, I never went on the girls trip, but that's because.
I don't know about the bull.
It was super tame. It looked vicious. Super tame.
I think I could out bull ride you, Ashley.
Ooh,
you probably
challenge.
I am the Couch Town Champion.
But I will tell you right now, Trisha, game on.
Game on.
I game can't on. Wait to video this.
Because we all know I'm competitive.
We are all signing NDAs.
Here we go.
Exactly.
I'll whip out all my cowboy hats. And
oh, my God, honeys. Bring on the sparkles. Let's do it.
Speaking of being wild, you guys saw what my son did turning 18, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's the only thing. Well, there's several things that I don't know if I could do because I'm slightly scared of heights.
Yes. Yes. My child.
I would probably.
I don't have to sign permission slips anymore, so I see a video of him skydiving.
But see, I love skydiving.
Oh my goodness. You've seen
that?
Pam's wilder than I am.
I would never skydive.
No, but it's okay.
I think I would go potty.
It's relaxing. It's like super fun because you don't feel like when you're on a roller coaster and you feel your stomach go, like you don't feel that at all. It just is like the earth is getting closer.
I knew your job was stressful, but I realize it's really stressful. Skydiving is relaxing.
It's relaxing.
It is. So how does your stomach not just absolutely drop when you jump out of a plane?
So it doesn't at all. So the only time it does is when you pull the parachute that makes you kind of like fly up.
Because it jerks you back.
Because it, and then you can pull to the left and you like literally will do like loops.
That's
like
funny.
360 around. All right, so I would be like peeing in my pants and throwing up. That would be fabulous.
I think it's so much fun. Oh. It's so much fun.
He showed me the video because I had no idea he did it. And he showed me the video and I cried like knowing that he was like falling from the sky that morning and I didn't know my baby was like,
he said, "I love you, Mom."
I know that was
so sweet.
You've got such.
So I'll tell you a funny story.
Okay.
The very first time I did skydiving. Yeah. So
you've done it more than once.
Yes.
Oh my Holy goodness. Mother so, Mary!
What? So you're climbing, right? So they're getting.
Were you drunk?
No, you can't. No, they test that. Like you have to be completely 100% sober. Or yeah, that would not be good. Oh, but the first couple times, like you're with someone anyway, so you don't have to worry about pulling. You know,
yeah, no, that's not my problem. Yeah. My problem is like,
oh no, no. So the jumping. Funny, but this was funny. So I think this time I was the only girl, in an airplane full of men, boys, and they were passing gas so bad the entire time.
Gross.
Yeah.
So you're ready to jump?
I was like, please get me out now. So when it came time to jump, I was like, we're good. Because I was the last one to go. And I'm like,
this is disgusting.
I am ready to get off.
So was
right
it like
now.
A nervous, like, toot?
No.
Mine would be a nervous.
Like, they're just
no,
men.
It's boys.
I would just shot the pants.
It's like men just doing their thing. And they were just like cracking up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so ready to jump. And I was like, oh, this is good. I'm ready to jump. So it was like. But no, it was.
I bet they.
It's really good. It's not.
I don't know about that.
It's not scary like that.
Oh, I'm just gonna stick with dancing on a bar.
I'm gonna bull ride. That's just. That's what I'm gonna get.
Because you don't feel like your stomach. You don't feel like it's just really. It's almost kind of peaceful. I know that sounds really weird, but it is really kind of peaceful.
My sister did it.
I do have for whatever reason, as I've gotten older, I'm like scared of heights. Mm-hmm. So I just I know like I wouldn't. Nope.
Pam is not planning the girls' trip.
Yeah, no. 1,000%.
We are all going to skydive.
Oh, my God. Let me be the planner.
We are all going to skydive.
Let me be the planner.
It's like skydiving versus like bull riding.
Skydiving. Like, oh, I take the bull riding. Oops, sorry. I just hit the microphone. I will take the bull riding over the skydiving.
I'll do a real bull over
you
the skydiving.
You should try it once. It's so
I won't even do
peaceful.
Roller coaster.
No, I don't either.
No.
Really? I used to love those, but see, I don't
like an adrenaline. I think the only way I can explain it is I spend so much of my life being nervous about what I do. So, I spend so much time having an adrenaline rush every time you walk on stage.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
I just don't want, I just want a quiet life.
I just like to be alive.
I just want to be nervous. I just want everything to be like.
You know that sometimes those parachutes don't open.
But I think it's a really small percentage of time.
Oh, but those are the percentages that really do need to
stand. And your high heels would like, your high heels on the plane would burst that balloon.
See, right there. If I
should have to wear flip flops.
If I can't wear 4.5-inch heels, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
And a hairnet.
When we went scuba diving the night before, I was Googling
so many
how many
reasons.
Deaths with scuba diving. So I would be like Googling.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't even do that either. Yeah, claustrophobic.
No,
I cannot do that.
I also don't like fish.
I could do that.
I'm like, I don't swim in the ocean or lakes or pools that I can't see the bottom of.
Oh, no, I don't swim in a lake at all.
I can see that. No. Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
Well, on
nope,
another note, I'm excited for our guest next week.
Yes.
Because she's from Ireland, and I've never met an Irish person I didn't like.
I know.
She's fabulous. Lisa.
I mean, we're going to have two.
I know, and I'll be able to, like, she'll be able to understand me. It'll be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she knows thumbs up is not she
knows,
good to give.
Well, she knows all the bad words,
she
too.
She knows more than I do.
She's, oh, yeah, Niamh is fabulous. She's
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. So you've known her for a long time, right?
Yeah, I know her about 25 years. I think it's about 25 years. I haven't seen her in about 23 years.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen her. I think Scott might have worked with her. She's a musical director as well, so she's done shows and stuff. She's like a multi-talented girl. She's super.
But she's
really, really nice.
She's written some books now, and she does.
She has. I'm excited because she has a book on how to relax and how to sleep.
Oh,
and I
God,
really
I
need
that.
Help on how to relax. The sleeping I got.
How to relax. Skydive.
How to relax.
I was going to say, Pam needs to read that
skydive.
Book.
Well, she's not going to recommend that.
We're not listening to Pam. I listen to her about most things except for that.
Yes. No.
But no, seriously, it like just, yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Like, we're just go, go, go.
All the time.
And even when, you know, we get to this point and we're happy and it's, you know, like light, we're coming to peace with everything. Like, it's still hard to unwind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't
like,
do
how
that.
Do you stop your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited so I'm, to talk
yeah,
to her.
I, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sleeping without NyQuil Z would be amazing.
It's because we sleep all wrong. You're supposed to have no screens at all for at least an hour before you sleep. So no telephone, no cell phone,
Kindle,
TV, nothing.
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 Because, I love to read myself.
Because the lights are like what, so we'll have to talk to her about that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Okay.
Cheers to our guest next
week.
Cheers to being wild.
I know.
And Sláinte.
Ashley, game on.
Because she's going to be Irish.
Game on.
You have to practice.
All right, my.
You have to practice. Say your Irish. Sláinte. Sláinte.
I'm going to say it as the bad word. I know.
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Good girl. Irish.
Okay.
For cheers.
I'm Irish.
You're Irish. You're the tallest leprechaun ever.
I was going to say, do I get a leprechaun for that?
Yes, you do.
Do not ask her about a leprechaun.
Oh my God, I've totally got to ask her about a leprechaun.
Thank you for joining the ladies of the Middle Age-ish podcast as they journey through the ups and downs of this not young, but definitely not old season of life. To hear past episodes or make suggestions for future episodes, visit www.middleageish.com. That's www.middleageish.com. You can follow along on social media at Middle Age-ish. Also, if you have a moment to leave a review, rate, and subscribe, that helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Middle Age-ish Podcast.